residential part, but since the erection of so many tanks and derricks and oil trucking, transportation, well, it's influenced it, and the better homes are now going south of us, toward the naval base, even though the bluff separating the bay from the land is not as high as it is downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But they're man-made breakwaters and concrete walls, and in some instances the homes are built right on the water.
Mm-hmm.
But they're protected by some artificial means in the bay.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other names of sections that you can think of?
Well, we usually refer south of town as go south on the way to the naval base.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And of course it was not a residential section before we had the naval base.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what it will be in years to come.
What about the area of north? Is there anything to designate, between here and Portland or?
Well, nothing but Nueces Bay and Nueces Bay Flats.
Mm-hmm.
And the highway, of course, is built up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, well, there is a long bridge called the Harbor Bridge that goes over the channel
mm-hmm.
to the port.
Mm-hmm.
But from then on, the highway is built up a little high so that high tides won't cover the road.
Mm-hmm. And what about over here on the water?
Well, we just have Corpus Christi Bay. It's known as the Naples of the Gulf.
What do you call the land area here, this part of the city? Are there any? Is there any particular designation?
Well, we designate it by the shopping center. Ordinarily, we'll say it's in the vicinity of Six Points.
Mm-hmm.
And that the name implies what it
and
is.
And Six Points is what? Why is it named Six Points?
Because there are six highways, six roadways that come into that particular point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's not out.
Mm-hmm. And how about I know here on the waterfront, there have been some natural, some man-made structures and so on to kind of protect the city. What do you call these?
Breakwaters.
Okay. And then, of course, you have the places for where they tie up the boats and so on. What are those?
Slips. Boat slips.
Okay.
Then in some instances, in dredging out the channel, they form spoil islands, which is the dirt dug out of the channel.
Mm-hmm.
And that has become a natural barrier, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're covered with grass and
mm-hmm.
seaweeds. And
mm-hmm. What about the thing, the little steps that go down? Is there any particular name?
We call it just a seawall.
Seawall, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are there any, to your knowledge, any ethnic communities that have grown up and are separated here in town?
Well, yes, but of course all that's being changed now with the new busing and so
mm-hmm.
forth. But when there never has been a conflict situation because the Mexicans stick to their, what you might say, their little communities.
What, are there any names given to
no.
Mexican communities?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any areas of commerce, shopping areas or anything that would be particularly for an ethnic group?
Well, no.
They're pretty much mixed
yeah.
all together.
There's no distinction particularly with the Mexican, and
mm-hmm.
now there isn't between the Negro.
Okay. Was there in the past some distinction?
Well, they live pretty much to themselves.
Uh-huh. What area of town did they live in?
I'd say northwest.
Uh-huh. How about their shopping areas? Any particular name?
No.
Designation?
No.
Okay. What about the upper class neighborhoods here? Is there a name for the upper class neighborhood or neighborhoods around here?
We usually refer to that section as just south of the town,
uh-huh.
south of the city.
And the middle class? Would there be any particular designation?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. What about landmarks, perhaps historical landmarks here in town? Can you think of any things that someone who's unfamiliar with the city might be drawn to, or ways to identify places in the city?
Well, there's a monument.